Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. That's right. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate my 18th anniversary. I can't get the numbers right for some reason. You'd think after all these years I'd have that down, wouldn't you? It's 12 after, and it's the 18th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host and have been all these years, for good or for ill, and I'm glad you're hanging out with me and have been all these years, and I'm glad that we've got such great Brain Trust members, like our good friend Pete Sepp, who's with us right now. Pete has been, he's been with us since the original year, right? Since, you know, we started in 97, and in November of 97, and so sometime in the next year, we had our good friend Pete Sepp join us, and he's been with us ever since. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, and he's one of the guys who's inside the Beltway, on Capitol Hill, in the White House, sometimes in the state houses around the country, fighting for tax reform, holding down our tax expenses. And Pete, as I've said many times before, I want the government to have every penny it needs and not one penny more. What do you think?
That's a fantastic philosophy. And if our elected officials acted that way and did things like zero-based budgeting, in other words, you start from zero, you figure out what the need is, you budget accordingly, and then you walk away. And then come back after a year, evaluate the program, and start from zero again. Mm-hmm. That's common sense budgeting. That's budgeting in the real world.
And the operative word, and the one that's non-negotiable in our conversation here, is need, not want.
That's right. That's right. And we have not been budgeting according to need. You know, it's interesting to take a look back at the way the federal budget was when your show first started in late 1997 and today. You take a look at revenues, for example. They're almost 50% higher over that period of time, even adjusted for inflation. Spending, more than 55% higher. We still have not learned the basic lesson that this government has a spending problem, not a revenue problem.
That's exactly right. I mean, how many times has the government collected record amounts of revenue in the face of a deficit?
Yes, and we also have to remember, Jim, this entire period of time encompassing 1997 until today had two recessionary periods in it, economic decline that wiped out, I don't know, millions of small businesses in their infancy, I would say. And yet, the federal government still managed over that period of time to boost its coffers by about 50% and then went and spent even more money.
Yeah,
and that's
including trillions of dollars that were stolen from the Social Security Trust Fund.
Yes.
Stolen, folks, not borrowed. They were stolen as in a heist.
Yes, and then
by Congress.
Right. In league with the president, Republican and Democrat.
Yeah, this didn't happen over the last 7 years.
No,
it's been going on for a long time. In fact, the money was gone a long time ago.
Right. This practice began in 1969 under Lyndon Johnson, and of course, right now, when we need this money, when these so-called assets in the trust fund need to be redeemed to shore up Social Security, we're finally coming to the realization those assets are special government bonds, IOUs left in place of real money.
So let's say that you save up for your retirement and for your children's education and for a rainy day, and you've got a few thousand dollars in that account. And all of a sudden, you decide, I want to go do something fun. Where can I get some money for that? And you say, I'll go get some money out of that fund. I'm not using it. I'll just leave an IOU over there to show that I was here and that I promised to pay it back, right?
Yes. Yes.
And then I go blow the money. And here's the thing. Even if I plan to pay it back, I've got to earn that and pay it back. It's not, I've got to create new opportunity to get to put that back in there. It's going to come out of my hide, just like that money to pay back the Social Security Trust Fund is going to come out of our hide again.
Yes, it absolutely will. And, of course, our government has cleverly appropriated private sector language to mask all of its actions. They call it a trust fund. Well, in the private sector, a trust fund is a legal instrument. You go to jail if you rob it of its assets,
right?
Not in the U.S. government. They call the taxes you pay social insurance contributions, as if they're being set aside
and
somewhere.
Pete, this is
an insurance policy.
This is getting out of hand more every year. I mean, at what point in time, Pete? I mean, folks, let me tell you something. I hate to tell you this because, you know, you've never really heard me say this much before. We've got a real problem with corrupt government. Our federal government structure, if not the individuals, I'm not going to call any individuals out right now, although we could find them. But our government structure currently is corrupt, isn't it, Pete?
Yes, it's an institutional corruption. And
Here
we're not talking about small-time bribery schemes, individuals getting rich.
It's conspiratorial, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We're talking about a mindset that is saying to the entire outside world, don't look here. We know what we're doing. We're just going to keep plowing along, spending money we don't have, going further into debt, allowing these programs to waste money, to not be overseen, but don't worry, everything's okay because we say so.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way out of this, folks. We'll think of it when the time comes.
And this is what reminds me of Charles Geiser, Dr. Geiser, my first professor in college, way back in the day, told my class, I'll never forget it, as long as I live, it literally jolted me out of the political, socioeconomic apron strings of my parents. When he said, there's not a nickel's worth of difference between a Republican and a Democrat. This is what he was talking about, isn't it, Pete?
There are so many times when, and using the word conspiracy is always a dangerous thing,
yep.
But it is this mindset in Washington, D.C., that when it's other people's money, when it's tax dollars that
it's
are coming in from across the country,
right,
from unnamed, unknown people, it somehow becomes less valuable,
right,
less able to be stewarded.
And less of a crime, less of an impingement upon their moral thinking. Quick
yes.
Break, right back with Pete Sepp. I'm Jim Blassingame. NTU.org is the website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.